Blog Talk Radio.
Going on, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Questions and Answers, hosted by your boy T Wash. Today we're gonna talk about the madness of NBA free agency that's gonna begin tomorrow. I mean, it's a lot that's going on. I mean, we all want to know who's going where, what's the best move that could be made. And you know, as usual, callers, you are welcome to call in with any discussion topics, not just the topics I'm throwing out here. If you want to talk about anything in regards to sports, entertainment, call in, present it, and we can discuss it. But, you know, today's main show is going to be basically about free agency. I always start off my show with a historical fact of the day. And on this day, June 29th, 1994, Purdue small forward Glenn Robinson was drafted number one overall by the Milwaukee Bucks. That's significant to me because he's from the region. I'm from the region. I'm from East Chicago. He's from Gary, you know, basically all the same area. I watched Glenn Robinson play when he was a senior at Roosevelt. He went up to my old high school, East Chicago Central High. I was in the eighth grade because Glenn's 4 years above me. But I remember in the eighth grade going up to Central, watching them play EC Central and watching Glenn Robinson kill us, you know. So, and then he's a Purdue guy. I'm a Purdue guy because of Glenn Robinson. I became a fan of Purdue because of Glenn Robinson. So, I'm a fan because of Glenn Robinson. So, you know, just wanted to give a shout out to Glenn Robinson. He was number one overall draft pick on this day, June 29th, 1994. But, like I said, it's all about NBA free agency today. Look, right now, some of the things that's going on, you have Houston Rockets desperately trying to get Jimmy Butler somehow. They're trying to get other teams to help Butler there. It's going to take three teams to do it. And what I want to know is, why would anybody take that chance? Why would anybody do them any favors by getting Jimmy Butler there? Philly's going to try to keep Jimmy Butler. They're the only ones that could give him the max, give him the money that he needs. If he goes to Houston, he's going to be taking a $40 million pay cut. And it seems like Jimmy Butler's about the money. And then, honestly, I think he has a better chance of winning with the Sixers than he would Houston. So that's up in the air. We don't know how that's going to go. But now the word is that Boston's trying to get in the mix with Philly, I guess, with Houston, to try to convince Philly to sign and trade Jimmy Butler, I guess. And I'm assuming that Boston would maybe get Clint Capela out of it because they need a center, because they're going to lose Al Horford, and they're going to need a center. So I'm guessing that they're going to try to get Clint Capela out of the deal, you know, in a three-team trade to get Jimmy Butler. But to me, Houston should just keep their team together. The West is going to be, I mean, depending on what they build around the Lakers, Houston should have the West for the taking. It's going to be either them, Denver, L.A., or Portland. So it's almost like, why not just keep it together unless you're going to try to trade Chris Paul? Because to me, Chris Paul's on his last legs, man. I mean, I've never really been a big fan of Chris Paul. He's okay, but he's never – I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a great player, but he's just not a winner. And then they're stuck with his contract. Chris Paul is going to be getting $38 million next year, and he's going to get $41 million the next year. There's nothing they can do with that contract. They can't get rid of it. So they're stuck with him. So they have to do something to try to improve this team so they can try to win. Or Daryl Morey, the general manager, he's going to be eating clay, man, because He screwed this all up. He shouldn't have gave Chris Paul that extension. It's really with him being on his last leg. So they have to do something. And honestly, I don't think Jimmy Butler's going to go there. Because why? You have a better chance of winning in the East if you stay with the Sixers. Especially if Kawhi Leonard leave and go West. It's going to be basically the Sixers and Milwaukee. I mean, I want to put Boston in there, but I don't know how good Boston's going to be. Word is they're going to get Kemba Walker. It's already a done deal. Once free agency begins, he's going to sign. So if I was Jimmy Butler, I would just stay with the Sixers. Questions and answers, baby.
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on? Nothing much, man. What you doing?
Gary, you know who it is.
Yep.
Man, a lot going on with this free agency. I can't wait for tomorrow night. But I know you was just talking about the teams in the East. Man, I think the Bucks got that sold up for the, if they keep their team together or if they keep somewhat of their team together, like 75%. I know they let George Hill go, but the Greek Freak, man, he's going to be even more hungry now that he got the MVP. So I look for them to be number one, especially because we know Kawhi not going back to Toronto. But let's talk about the West for a second. Let's talk about because the latest was Kawhi to L.A. But this morning I hear Kawhi talking to KD, and they're talking about doing some things. So I don't know what's going on, but I do know the latest with the Lakers is they trying to get D'Angelo Russell or Patrick Beverley. They reached out to both of their agents. So they're working on that angle. And then, you know, with the Kawhi situation, like I said, I don't know. Nobody knows what Kawhi's going to do. But I like to see him in a Lakers uniform. I don't think he has anything to prove. He proved he can take a team to the chip pretty much on his own. So now, you know, his legacy is already set. So now you just playing for more rings at this point.
Yeah, you know what? I thought about it because we had a little discussion off air about that. And I thought about it, man. I hate to do it, but I got to agree with you. You know, Kawhi doesn't have anything to prove. And it wouldn't warrant any criticism. You know, I'm just looking at it because I'm a KD guy. And, you know, it's like everybody criticized him for going to a top team. But I understand what you mean. Kawhi's, if this happened, Kawhi would be going there as a champion already with nothing to prove. What you're right about. Like I said, it just bothered me because I feel like if you criticize KD for it, I criticize Kawhi for it, and he going to a team where it's two top three guys on it, well, two top five guys on it, including himself, making it three top five guys. But like you said, he's going into it as a champion already. This would be just a legacy team, basically.
Yeah, it's just cherry on the Sunday, man, just because, you know, he's already established. So I think a player of his magnitude – can kind of do that. It doesn't reek of, you know, I need to do this. It's more of a luxury situation where I can. It's more of like a boss move. But let's talk about the Lakers, man, because, you know, they're real interesting. So who do you think? I mean, I always thought that Klay would be the best fit, but I think he's going to re-sign with Golden State. What other moves do you think the Lakers need, man?
Yeah, you're right. I always thought that if Klay would leave, he would go to the Lakers and he would be the perfect fit. But I just don't think Kawhi is going to go there. I think Kawhi has a better chance of going to the Clippers because it'll definitely be his squad, and all they need is a Kawhi Leonard, and they'll be up in the mix. I remember telling you that I believe that they would go after D'Angelo Russell, so I think they are going to go after him. I mean, because it's already in stone that Kawhi is going to sign with Brooklyn as soon as free agency begins tomorrow, making D'Angelo Russell expendable, because I don't think they're going to put him at the two. They got Caris LeVert running the two, and he's pretty good at it.
Yeah.
So I think he's expendable. And I think D'Angelo Russell will be going to the Lakers, and I think they'll sign Patrick Beverley. Enough money to sign both of them. Have Patrick Beverley coming off the bench, you know, playing defense, doing what Patrick Beverley does. So I can see them getting both of them. I don't think Patrick Beverley had a problem coming off the bench. D'Angelo Russell was more of the starter. So they get them two. Word is that I know you guys, you know, you and my wife, you know, you guys really don't like my boy Carmelo, but word is LeBron might bring him in there.
Nah, Carmelo not.
That's the word.
Him and
that's the word,
Johnson,
though.
No, they not winners, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think he'd just be a cancer in the locker room, man.
He won't be a cancer because he'd be playing with his boy, his childhood boy.
Yeah,
he'd be playing with his childhood boy. Yeah, keep him in check. He wouldn't do nothing stupid.
Also,
not playing with his boy.
But it's also business,
you know they more closer
it's
than
also
Chris Paul.
Business. It's also a business aspect because look what happened 2 years ago when D-Wade played with Cleveland. He wasn't a good fit. You know, he was a little older, and LeBron had to get
he was older too.
For
yeah,
newer players. But I wanted to mention
this real
quick, then I'll hang up. Because the reason why Kawhi is meeting with the Lakers is because he said he's primarily want to talk to Magic and Jeannie Buss. He didn't want to talk to Rob Pelinka. So, to me, I don't know what Rob Pelinka is doing. I don't know why he still has a paycheck with the Lakers. Because, to me, Magic is who brought LeBron to L.A. L.A., and, you know, his agent, Rich Paul, got AD. And, you know, Magic's going to talk to Kawhi and see if it works out. So I don't really know. That infrastructure is still kind of messed up because people are now giving Rob Pelinka all this credit for this, and this really has nothing to do with him. So I want to hear
Well, Rob Pelinka is the reason why Magic left.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But Magic is who brought LeBron there. So the Lakers – they're, you know, misfortune has been turned around. That's all because of Magic. Magic, you know, brought LeBron. LeBron got AD. And Kawhi want to talk to Magic and Jeannie Buss specifically. And Rob Pelinka is the one that's supposed to be running stuff. So that franchise is still kind of crazy. If this gets done, this is because of Magic and LeBron, regardless, man. All right, man.
Yeah.
God bless, man.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Yeah, I'm curious to see what the Lakers are going to do, like who else they're going to bring in. I think they should re-sign JaVale McGee. You know, at first I was thinking Rondo, but if they bring in D'Angelo Russell, there's no need to bring in Rondo. Rondo is definitely going to want to start. He would be more of the cancer than Carmelo. I think Carmelo, and I always like Carmelo. I mean, to me, Carmelo is young Glenn Robinson. You know, he scored, and that's it. He's not going to play defense or rebound or anything. He's just going to score, and that's it. And him playing with his childhood boy, LeBron, I think it could work. You know, Carmelo's just going to have to come off the bench, and he's going to have to finally accept that. And I'm just wondering if he'll be able to accept it, you know, playing with LeBron and having a chance, having a strong chance in the ring, especially if they were to get Kawhi Leonard. Why wouldn't you cooperate? Come off the bench, give the team 13, 14, or 15 off the bench, which I know Carmelo can still do, and win a championship. Why wouldn't you – and you still getting paid. Why wouldn't you do that? You're at the end of your career. You trying to – you know, now it should be about chasing rings. You didn't have your glory, you know, as far as Carmelo. You didn't have your glory. You didn't have your teams where you've been the man. All that should be over now, man. You at the end of your career. Just go ahead, join the Lakers, ball out, give them some production off the bench. Especially if they get Kawhi to go with AD and LeBron, man, they winning the championship. So why not be able to come off the bench, be cooperative, come off the bench, and produce? I think Carmelo will be able to do it, man. And like I said, that's the word that's going out right now. Carmelo, you know, he may be signing with the Lakers. LeBron might bring them in. So, you know, we're going to see how it goes. Like I said, it's going to be crazy. Starting tomorrow, it's going to be crazy. Guys, you want to call in and talk about any of this stuff. Talk about NBA free agency, the madness that's going to go on tomorrow. The deals that's already in place. I'm going to tell you some of the deals that's already in place they're talking about. If you want to call in and talk about any of this stuff, give a call 1-347-843-4939. If you want to talk about NBA free agency, who's going to go where, who you think is going to be the best move, what team's going to make the best move, or like I said, you know, I'm versatile. You want to talk about football, you want to talk about movies, it doesn't matter. give me a call. Let's discuss it. I'm going to get back to this free agency, though, man. I mean, hey, like I said, hey, Gary said it. I'm saying it, man. We excited because, you know, we all love basketball, man. And this is the good time. Summer League about to start next week. Get to see how these youngsters coming in going to look. I'm anticipating that. You know, I want to watch Boston. I'm really going to focus on Boston because they got two guys who I really, really am interested in watching, you know, and see how they grow in the NBA. And that's my main man, Carter, out of Purdue, Boiler Up, and Romeo Langford out of Indiana, who was great in high school. I watched that kid play 2 years, his junior and senior year in high school. I watched him play, and the kid was great. But he disappointed me when he got to IU because he played soft. So I'm curious to see how he's going to be in the NBA. Hopefully he, you know, toughen up and see if he can adjust in the NBA game. So I'm really going to focus on Boston Summer League, you know, their team, how those two guys are going to perform. But I'm looking at NBA, CBSSports.com. They already got it right here, man. They saying Kyrie Irving is expected to sign with the Nets for 4 years at $141 million as soon as free agency begins tomorrow. So it's already set. Some of these guys are already set. And, you know, I'm curious to see how Kyrie's going to be, man, because he's a disappointment in Boston. He couldn't lead. He wasn't a leader. Will he be able to lead these Nets, especially if they do get KD? KD's going to be on the shelf for a year. So is Kyrie going to be able to be a good leader? Is he going to be able to lead guys like Caris LeVert, who will be starting alongside with him? The big fro man, the center, I forgot his name, with the fro, who blocked a lot of shots. He's pretty decent. You know, Joe Harris, who shoots threes, you know, who's a good wing player. Is he going to be able to lead those guys to the Nets? Nets had a young, good team last year, and they made the playoffs. Will Kyrie be a leader like he wanted to be? You know, he said he won his own team. He went to Boston and was a disappointment. He couldn't lead youngsters. Those youngsters performed better without him. Whenever Kyrie didn't play a game last season, the Celtics did good. Their record with him out of the game was better than it was with him in the game. So those youngsters, they came together and balled without Kyrie. And then Kyrie used to blast the youngsters and the media instead of keeping it behind closed doors. He just wasn't a good leader. So he's going to be thrust into this situation again where he's going to have to lead, especially if they don't get a top-tier free agent that's an alpha that can play alongside of with the Nets. And right now, man, I mean, we don't know. We don't know what KD going to do. You know, they were saying KD's supposed to join him. Now there's rumors that KD and Kawhi talking about something. I don't know. I mean, it's even something out there saying that it's still a chance that the Knicks may be able to get KD. So, you know, the KD stuff is up in the air. I have no idea how that's going to go. But right now, Irvin is expected to sign a four-year deal with the Nets at $141 million. Another rumor that's – well, not rumor. This one right here is pretty much set in stone because that's all we've been hearing about. Kemba Walker. He's going to sign with the Celtics. Another max deal, 4 years, $141 million, just like Kyrie's deal. Now, I think Kemba Walker would be a good fit for the Celtics. He's basically Kyrie Irving, you know, but he's not as good as – I mean, Kyrie's better, but Kemba Walker, you know, you end of the game situation, you give him the ball, put it in his hand, get out the way. He can do that for you. He can pass. You know he can score. He can give you buckets. And I just think he has a better temperament, than Kyrie. I think he'd be able to mesh better with those youngsters. I think him and Jason Tatum will work well together. I think him and Jaylen Brown, if they don't trade Jaylen Brown, because that's another rumor that's floating around out there, is that Jaylen Brown might be getting traded. You know, as part of that three-team trade, if the Sixers and the Rockets go down with to get Jimmy Butler to the Rockets, Jaylen Brown will be part of that Celtics trade. And like that, I believe that Celtics are trying to get Clint Capella back. I believe they're trying to get him because they're going to need a big man because Al Horford, he's already opted out. He's gone. And they saying that Dallas is really pushing up hard on Al Horford, basically willing to pay him 4 years, $100 million. Al Horford to the Mavericks for that. That's what they're willing to give up. So they're going to need a big man. So I think Clint Capella will fit them well. But if I'm Celtics, I wouldn't trade anybody off that team. I'll keep those young guys in place. Jaylen Brown, he can ball. I would keep Tatum, of course. Marcus Smart. You add in Kemba Walker. Who I would go after if I was the Celtics, I would go after Orlando Magic's free agent, Nikola Vucevic. He don't get a lot of pub, man, because he's in Orlando, and Orlando's a horrible team. But he's one of the best centers in the East behind Joel Embiid. Vucevic can ball. He can shoot. He plays in the inside like a big man. He can rebound. He's a good player. I think the Celtics should go after him. That's what I would do. I mean, I can imagine that lineup, man. You got Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown at the two. Then the three, you got Jason Tatum. Then they four, man. That's the thing. Are they going to bring back Marcus Morris? You know, because they need a four. Losing Al Horford kind of hurts them. I would bring back Marcus Morris. Put him in at the four. Get a little Nikola Vucevic. Start him at the five. That's a good lineup, man. So I was Celtics, that's what I would do. I would work on getting something like that together. But definitely Kemba Walker, I think that's a good move for the Celtics. Because it seemed like point guards flourish in Brad Stevens' offense. So Kemba Walker going there, he's going to score at least 25, 26 a game in this offense. Because look at the last two point guards that were in Brad Stevens' offense. They both were all-stars. They both put up big numbers. Little 5'10", my height, Isaiah Thomas. He averaged 30 a game in Brad Stevens' offense. Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving, about 26 in his offense. I can see Walker averaging the same amount of points in his offense. So this was a great fit. Another one that they have out there, they saying that the Bucks, it looked like the Bucks lost one of their three-point snipers off the bench. Nikola Mirotic is saying he's walking away from the NBA and he's going to sign in Barcelona. And, you know, he averaged because he got traded from the Pelicans last season, and combined his Pelican numbers and Milwaukee Bucks number, he averaged about 11 points a game, 5 rebounds, and shot like 37% from the 3-point line. So they have missed that shooting from Nikola Mirotic. But the thing about the Bucks is, are they going to lose Malcolm Brogdon? I would try to keep him. I mean, word is they're going to put all their eggs in the basket with Chris Middleton. They do everything they can to re-sign him. Which is good because he made All-Star team last year. Chris Middleton bought out last season. They wouldn't have made it as far as they would have made it without him. I mean, it wasn't all just the Greek Freak. I mean, he's the MVP and he balled out too. But Chris Middleton, he put in work too. So, you know, they gotta try to keep Middleton, and I think they need to try to keep Malcolm Brogdon. Because he could play, he's a combo guard. He could play the point. He could play the two. He plays defense. He has a decent three ball, and he was running the point. You know, when he went down, and they put Eric Bledsoe at the point. I mean, he's a combo guard too. He's more of a scorer, more of a two guard. So I would have to do everything I can to keep Malcolm Brogdon. Guys, if you want to call in and talk about any of this stuff, free agency, NBA free agency. What do you guys think? Who's going to win tomorrow when madness begins? What team's going to make the best deal? What do you think about the Lakers trying to get Kawhi Leonard to go along with Anthony Davis and LeBron James? How do you feel about that? Give me a call. Give me a call and let's talk about it. Tell me what you think. 1-347-843-4939. It says, okay, the Pistons. The Pistons are emerging as a favorite to sign Derrick Rose. And I feel bad for D. Rose, man, because D. Rose would have never got hurt. He probably would still be in Chicago right now. He would still be the mainstay in Chicago. I mean, he got robbed of basically his game. I mean, you know, we still see flashes. D. Rose has flashes every now and then. You know, he had a 50-point game last year. So he still has flashes. He just not consistently Derrick Rose anymore the way he used to be. And it's sad because, I mean, that youngster, his career was promising, man. I mean, he had the Bulls. Bulls fans were excited. We haven't seen Bulls fans this excited since, you know, old faggot Mike left. That's the last time, you know, Bulls fans were, like, hopeful and excited. And then, you know, when Derrick Rose, he just started getting those injuries, man, it was over. And they had some good teams. I mean, think about the team they had. They had Derrick Rose and Ben Gordon, both of those guys putting in work. You had Noah, who played good back then. Surprisingly, shocked, he's still playing the league right now, and he's just getting paid a lot of money, and he's not good at all anymore. He don't rebound or do the hustle man stuff or nothing like he used to do. And I think the last team he went was Memphis. But you had him, you had Noah, you had Jimmy Butler. Man, they had some good teams in Chicago, man. And it's like Derrick Rose, he was leading all those guys. And those knee injuries just start happening. It was over. But, you know, last season he averaged 18 points a game, 4 assists, 3 rebounds a game. He played good for the Timberwolves. Like I said, he's just not the Derrick Rose that we all know anymore. I mean, he could still be a productive NBA player. But I'm wondering why he's choosing the Pistons. You know, why the Pistons if he go there? Yeah, I don't see anything, you know, happening with the Pistons. They're not going to go anywhere. I mean, if Blake Griffin and Reggie Jackson stay healthy, Andre Drummond is a beast. He's a double-double machine. He stays healthy. He plays. But can Blake Griffin and Reggie Jackson stay healthy? If those guys can stay healthy, then maybe they'll be able to get in the playoff spot. But that's about all they're going to do. So I wonder why Derrick Rose not choosing to try to sign with a team that got a chance to make it, you know, make it to the dance, make it to the final, and, you know, try to get a ring, man, because that's where Derrick Rose's mind should be right now. It shouldn't be about the money anymore. It should be about trying to chase a ring because he's coming towards the end of his career. And it's the Celtics. This is proof of the pudding right here that the Celtics are going to take – Kemba Walker tomorrow. They were sending their qualifying offer to Terry Rozier, alias Scary Terry. Why keep the offer on the table for him? You're gonna have Kemba Walker. So, you know, they don't need Terry Rozier. I'm curious to see who's gonna take him though, because he's always believed he should be a starter in this league, and he just hasn't gotten that opportunity. I mean, he got the opportunity when, you know, Kyrie went down, and he balled out. He was one of the youngsters that led them to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. They just couldn't stop LeBron. They let LeBron run them out of their own gym in Game 7. Otherwise, that young team would have went to the finals last year to play Golden State. And believe it or not, I believe they would have gave Golden State more of a challenge and more of a run than Cleveland did. Because those youngsters were balling, man. They played good together. They play good together. And that's what I'm saying, man. They play better without Kyrie. And that's why I believe Kyrie's stint in Boston was a failure. It was a failure. And they're going to be better next year. Gordon Hayward will be better. And that's what I'm – okay, maybe that. You know, I was saying they need to have Marcus Morris at the four. Maybe they put Jason Tatum at the four. It's not like it used to be in the – NBA in the 80s and 90s where that power forward was a banger. Everything is 3 points and jump shots now. You got stretch fours and, you know, 7 foot fours and, you know, 7 foot power fours and things like that. They could slide Jason Tatum to that power forward spot. He about 6'8", 6'9". Start Gordon at his natural position. Gordon Hayward is 6'7", starting him at the small. So that could be their lineup right there. Kemba at the point. Oh, damn, what's my man, my other guy? Jaylen Brown at the two. Gordon Hayward at the three. Tatum at the four. Try to get Nikola Vucevic out of Orlando, put him at the five. That's a good lineup, man. I believe they really need to try to get Nikola Vucevic. But yeah, Jason Tatum be able to play the four in the East. So they could do that. And then Gordon Hayward, you know what I mean? You need a few years to come back from that injury, man. I mean, the guy's foot was turning to the left, man. You know, he had to come back from mental hurdles as well as physical hurdles. And I always liked Gordon Hayward's game. I think he's going to get back to normal, man. He just wasn't there last year. But this is a make-or-break year. If he can't do it this time, then it's going to be a bust. You know, he would definitely be considered a bust. So, yeah, Gordon Hayward, man, he needed to come back to pack where he was. And instead of the Lakers, you know, the Lakers confident about landing Kawhi. They definitely got the money now with AD, you know, not basically giving away that $4 million. That makes room for the Lakers to get another max. And then, plus, they traded three of their players to Washington. You know, literally only having three players on the roster now. So they have the money to be able to get another max guy. And word is they're talking to Kawhi. And like I said, if he goes there, hey, more power to him. He's going there champion already. You know, I had a problem with it at first because, you know, I hate how everybody criticized Kevin Durant. But Kevin Durant did leave a team where his spot was beaten 3-1. And then go to the team that had won 72 games and had a championship team in place already. So he did do that. Even though he did still finish as the MVP in the last two finals championships. So he didn't take a ride. I'm going to continue to say that. He didn't take a ride. But he did go to a squad that was already ready and already built to win championships. And Kawhi just be going to a squad, hey, just to see what happened. Because he already has his two rings before this. So, hey, more power to him if he do it. But I think he go to L.A. is going to be the Clippers. They got $1 billion owner who willing to pay and do whatever to make his team great. He trying to outshine the Lakers and Jimmy Buss. You know, that's what the Clippers are trying to do. And the Clippers got a decent squad already in place, man. They got a bunch of young players mixed in with old players. My man Louis Williams, prominent sixth man of the year, every year type player, averaging like 23, 24 off the bench. Still got him. Still got Danilo Gallinari. Montrezl Harrell, who I didn't think would be a good pro, but is actually a good pro, man. He rebounds. He does the dirty work. He bangs, backs, dunks, all that. Plays defense, a hard worker, man. So I got to give Montrezl Harrell his props. Him, the rookie point guard, well, he's not rookie anymore, but the rookie point guard from last year out of Kentucky, Gilius Alexander, he's good. He had a decent rookie year, and he's going to get better. He's about 6'5", 6'6", point guard, so, you know, got size. Add Kawhi in with that. The Clippers might have something nice. So I could see him going to the Clippers. And then, you know, like I said, there's a rumor saying that him and KD talking. Maybe KD going to go to the Clippers. I highly doubt all those guys go to the Lakers. I mean, that would be crazy. You just got to shut down the league, man. If they was to get Kawhi Leonard to go with AD, LeBron, have Kevin Durant redshirting this season, and then come back next season and have all four of them. Now, that would be just shut the league down, man. Nobody's winning ever again. You know, not until one of those guys, you know, a couple of those guys retire or something. So I don't think that's going to happen, man. If Kawhi's talking with KD, I believe they're talking about, hey, man, let's go to the Clippers. Because that Adrian Wojnarowski dude, he said, he showed it on this little board on ESPN. They can make it happen. They can get two max guys. They sign Kawhi. They get rid of Danilo Gallinari's contract. A couple other players' contracts. They'll be able to sign another max guy. So it could happen with the Clippers, too. So who knows? Maybe KD and Kawhi talking about going to the Clippers. I mean, I don't know. That would be sick. I mean, either way, man, wherever Kawhi go, you know, whether it's the Clippers or the Lakers, that those teams are going to have a good chance to win it all next year. And, you know, as expected, Warriors, it says it right here, Warriors, Klay plan, quick agreement on a $190 million deal. So as soon as free agency starts, Klay Thompson's re-upping with the Warriors, $190 million. He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. He's really moving into this new stadium next year that they're going to be moving in, even though he's not going to play next season. But they move to the new stadium. They want to keep him and Steph together. I mean, you got the best shooting backcourt probably in the history of the NBA. Even though Steph don't show up when it matters the most in big moments. Like I said before, in his career, he's now 0-8 on go-ahead shot situations. He didn't make that three to tie the game. They said the game six against the Raptors. I mean, game seven. I'm sorry. He didn't make that three. So it's like during the regular season, man, Steph shoots the lights out, man. He make all these crazy shots, half-court shots, shot threes, going out of bounds, all that. But when it matters most, man, it seems like he don't make the big one. But Klay is re-upping. I mean, we kind of figured that. Kind of figured Klay wasn't going anywhere. $190 million deal. And in my opinion, he's worth every penny, man, because if you didn't believe Klay Thompson's worth the Warriors going all out to keep him, go back and look at some of Klay Thompson's game sixes in playoffs. For whatever reason, game six is where the guy goes nuts. And it just still sucked to see him go down like that in game six of the finals. They were on their way to game seven, man. Before Klay got hurt, he finished with 30 on 12 of 16 shooting. He missed four shots, 6 of 10, 3. Dude was on his way to 45, 50 points, and that would have been enough to get them to that game seven. But unfortunately, man, he went up for that dunk, fouled, and came down and tore that doggone ACL. Just knew it. So you knew they was going to do whatever they can to keep him. Nah, the Lakers are trying to get D'Angelo Russell. It also said the Timberwolves are meeting with D'Angelo Russell, too. So the Timberwolves are going to meet with him. They need a point guard. I mean, I guess that means that Jeff Teague's on his way out, because Jeff Teague was their starting point guard last year in Minnesota. So I'm assuming that means he's on his way out. They're going to probably get rid of him if they get D'Angelo Russell. I mean, honestly, D'Angelo Russell had an all-star season last year, so he fit with a lot of NBA teams. But I think, you know, the Lakers need to do whatever they can to get him. And if they can't get him, their backup plan should be Rajon Rondo, because Rajon Rondo was a good fit for them last year, you know, but he had injuries. You know, he's getting older, man, but he still can play. You know, Rondo still has that fire. He can still get you about 10 or 12 assists a game. Get you a few buckets here or there, and he's going to play tough defense. So I would say if they can't get D'Angelo Russell, Patrick Beverley, or Rajon Rondo, one of those two the Lakers need to get, because they're going to have to try to fill out this squad. You know, they only got three guys, so they really need to fill out this roster. So the Timberwolves, you know, they're trying to get him. And, you know, like I said, he had a career year, averaged 21 points a game, 7 assists, 3 rebounds, and 1 steal, 1.2 steal. Shot 37% from beyond the arc. D'Angelo Russell balled out like he did at Ohio State. He finally had 1 year in Ohio State, man. He was good. He did everything. And we just haven't seen that. And last year was a breakout season for the Nets. So, you know, and that's what I'm saying. With him basically locking up Kyrie Irving, because it's a done deal, D'Angelo is pretty much expendable, unless they plan on moving him to the two. But I don't see that's not going to work. It's not going to work. They have to let him. They're going to have to let him go, man. I don't see him and Kyrie working out together. The Nuggets picked up Paul Millsap's $30 million option. That's a lot of money. I mean, don't get me wrong, Paul Millsap is a pretty decent veteran. I mean, but you know, he getting towards the tail end of his career. He averaged 12.6 points, 7.2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Shot 37% behind the 3-point line. Paul Millsap shooting threes. But damn, the Nuggets exercise, they value him that much? They exercise $30 million player option? I think I'll let Paul Millsap go. To me, that, hey, I ought to put Bobo in that spot, who I'm picking to be the rookie of the year, because he dropped so low. I'm picking Bobo. Either Bobo, well, no, I'm not going to say that. It's going to be Zion, man. Zion coming in with too much excitement. But I think Bobo, I pick Bobo as the steal of the draft. I think he's going to be the steal of the draft. If you get the time, man, because, dude, he's 7'3". He's skinny as hell, though. He's just like his dad, Manute. But he can shoot. You know what I mean? He can get your rebounds. He has like a little inside game. If he don't get muscle, though, that's the thing. You know, if he get muscle, then who knows how it's going to go. But I like Bobo, you know. So I wouldn't have picked up that $30 million option on Paul Millsap, man. That's a lot of damn money. Then they got that kid last year out of Missouri who basically redshirted the season. And they're saying he's pretty good. I don't remember his name. But they got him on the roster. And, you know, like I said, they just drafted Bobo. I mean, I guess they figure Paul Millsap in probably next year's MVP. Nikola Jokic. That dude, man. Psh, center. Shooting threes. Playing inside. Doing it all. Nikola Jokic is a monster. He could be the MVP next year. I guess they figure him and Paul Millsap mesh well together. I don't know, man. I'm just wondering why they picked up that $30 million option. That's a lot of damn money. Then, like I was saying, that Clint Capella, the Rockets, excuse me, says the Rockets have suitor for Capella. It says the Rockets are looking to trade some of their top assets to acquire Jimmy Butler in the side trade with the Sixers. And the Sixers would be dumb by doing Rockets a favor. I mean, unless the Rockets are going to just really give them some stuff, and the Rockets really ain't got much to give them. And then Jimmy Butler would be a fool because Jimmy Butler make it seem like it's about the money. He said, I want the max. The Sixers could give him the max. But it's like, why would you want to get traded to the Rockets? I don't know him, Chris Paul, and James Harden going to mesh, man. It seemed like Jimmy Butler's made for Philly. He has that Philly-type workman attitude. You know, he'll get in your tail if he need to. You know, if something going wrong, he's going to let it be known. I don't think he'd be able to do that with Chris Paul. Chris Paul's a fiery little dude. He's like a guy with a Napoleon complex. I don't think Jimmy Butler would be able to do stuff like that to Chris Paul without it being some kind of friction. You know, then you had Chris Paul and James Harden. Their relationship wasn't so great because both of them have to have the ball in their hand. And when both of them don't have the ball in their hand enough, somebody don't complain. So it's like, if you're Jimmy Butler, why would you want to go into a heated situation like that? Then you're playing for a coach who really don't care about defense. If I was him, I would just stay with the Sixers, man. You got everything in place. If they could re-sign him and Tobias Harris, and somehow re-sign J.J. Redick, who I think probably going to leave. If I was the Lakers, I would go for J.J. Redick, too. That's who I would go for as my shooter, J.J. Redick. If not him, hell, LeBron, bring back Kyle Korver. I think Utah's going to be releasing him. If not releasing him, I'm pretty sure they'll be able to trade for him. So, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But Clint Capella, you know, if Boston get in it, I'm pretty sure that's who they're going to try to get. Because they need a center. And right here it says Durant plans to talk with four teams. It's saying he's going to talk with the Brooklyn Nets, the Warriors. Up. Oh, I said it. The Clippers and the Knicks. So who knows? Like I said, man, who knows? Maybe Kawhi, like AKD. How about you come on over to the Clippers, man? That way we can go against LeBron and AD and Kuz and whoever else they get. D'Angelo. Man, dude, that would be sick. And I would be happy because my boy would be playing with, you know, arguably the best player both ways. Well, no, ain't no argument to it. The best player both ways in the NBA right now. That used to be LeBron's title, but LeBron's up there and he don't really play defense the way he used to. But the best two-way player is the best two-way player, man. Is this guy. That never gets old, man. That never gets old. It's never going to get old. I'm not going to retire it. I'm going to keep it on file. Whenever I feel like playing it, I'm going to play it. But, yeah. And it says the Knicks. You know, the Knicks are a sleeper in there, too. I'll be shocked if you go to the Knicks, man, because there's nothing there. I mean, they got a couple of good young guys. Dennis Smith Jr., point guard on the rise, athletic. You know, got him in the trade for Dallas. Knox out of Kentucky. He had a decent rookie season last year. They got the Mitchell kid at center. They just drafted R.J. Barrett, who I think could come in and give him about 17, 18 as a rookie because he's going to start. He's going to get the minute. He's going to get the touch. So I think he'd be able to perform too. But it's not going to be – I mean, unless they get some other kind of max guy to put there with KD, I don't see him going to the Knicks. Why? When you got all these winning situations you can go to go to a losing situation with an owner that's nuts. And that seems to screw everything up all the time. I don't think the Knicks could be in the mix. But I think it's going to be between the Nets. These four teams, I'm going to say the Nets and the Clippers. I think he's done going to State. Or he would have took the option. He would have took the option and then during the season worked on the longer deal during the season while he's sitting out. With him declining that $31 million option, I think that means he's gone. So I'm going to say it's going to be between Brooklyn and the Clippers. We hear about KD going. What's going on?
Yeah, I wanted to call back in because I heard you talking about KD. Yeah, it's a good problem to have, man, because, you know, he's not going to be playing next year, so he's basically going to be sitting put and getting paid. And,
yeah.
Like you said, I agree, Kawhi is the best two-way player. But let's not forget about my boy Paul George, man. And I'm happy he finally got his due. He didn't win MVP, but he finally recognized as, you know, the superstar that he is. Because a lot of folks in the Midwest still hating on him. I don't understand why, man.
Paul George is good, man.
One of the top players in the league, you know, the last 5 years, man. He's been that dude. And I wanted him to go to L.A. Can you imagine if he would have went to L.A. with LeBron and AD, man? Nuts.
I honestly think he was scared to go there. I didn't think he wanted that home pressure, man. Because remember, he was supposed to go there. Oh, I'm going to L.A. I'm going to L.A. And then he had his opportunity. He had his shot, and he didn't take it. I think he was scared of that pressure, man. Because remember, he would have been there first before LeBron. I don't think he wanted that home pressure, man. I think that's why he stayed in Oklahoma City.
I don't know, man. That just would have been real nice.
It would have been, though.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. I can't wait till tomorrow, man.
I know, man.
You said
dude,
you
I
don't
said
think it. JJ?
Huh?
You said you don't think JJ going to re-sign with Philly?
I don't, man. I don't. I think they're going to have to re-sign Jimmy Butler, and they're trying to re-sign Tobias Harris. So they're trying to
they're
keep both
gonna,
of those guys.
They're not going to re-sign Jimmy Butler, though.
Well, it's not saying for sure that they not, because they trying to do a three-team trade. The Rockets are basically begging for him.
I got you.
The Rockets, and the only way the Rockets be able to get Jimmy Butler, only way they'll be able to get Jimmy Butler is through a three-team trade, because they don't have the money. So they need the Sixers to sign Jimmy Butler. And then
they're
saying Boston might get in the mix, because Boston going to need a center. And they saying Boston won't Clint Capella. So Capella will go to Boston. Maybe Eric Gordon or PJ Tucker will go to the Sixers, and then Jimmy Butler will go to Houston. And I don't think it'll work because we know Jimmy Butler like to tell it like it is, man. If Jimmy Butler sees something ain't right, he's going to let it be known. And Chris Paul's like a little Napoleon guy. He ain't going to take that. So it's like, you know, why go to a situation like that? And Jimmy Butler always made it seem like it's about the money. He want the max. Well, you'll get the max if you stay in Philly. So I don't know, man.
He have a chance to win, even though the Bucks.
Yeah, he have a better chance. I think he have a better chance to win if he stay with Philly than he would, you know, going to Houston. So, yeah.
I agree with you. I think JJ should go to L.A. if they don't re-sign him. And then I think George Hill might fit in decent with L.A. as well. But I'm waiting to see if they get D'Angelo or Pat Beverly. I think they're going to get one of them, though.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. I think they're going to get one of them, man. I'm thinking it's going to be more D'Angelo Russell. I think he fits them perfectly. And like I said, I don't think Pat Beverly going to take no – yeah, I know. I don't think Pat Beverly going to take a monster – I don't think he need a monster deal, man. So I think they could sign him, too, and just have him come off the bench. I don't think he have a problem with that.
Numbers. He was asking for some ridiculous amount of money for the Clippers, though. That's why they not messing with him. So
really?
He's definitely going somewhere. Yeah, I heard it was like, what was it, like 7 years, 80 or 90? It was something, man. Ridiculous.
7 years?
It was something like that, man. Don't quote me for sure, but it was something ridiculous, and they was like, no, we not messing with you like that.
Wow. Oh, I just saw something.
Good,
you know what? The Pacers definitely are going to be in search of a point guard. It says veteran point guard Darren Collison has retired from the NBA.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he retired.
Hey,
I forgot that. Yeah.
Maybe Ricky Rubio is coming here, man. Because they need a point guard now.
I agree.
So Ricky Rubio.
Yeah, I saw
Ricky
that.
Rubio. Hey, he going to go good with that Goga dude, man. Two foreign guys, man. Maybe they bring him in.
I want to keep the bonus, though, man.
I do too, man.
At all costs, man.
Did you watch the highlights on the Goga kid, man? Dude, he's Miles Turner, man. I swear.
I'm about to right now. Check
him out, dog. He's Miles Turner, man. I'm telling you, he's Miles Turner, dog. He shoot threes. He dunk. He do a lot of pick and rolls, a lot of screen and rolls, and. He blocks shots. He can rebound. He's Miles Turner, man. But it seemed like he's tougher than Miles Turner. The way he looked, you know, the way he was banging and stuff, seemed like he's tougher than Miles Turner. You know, Miles Turner's soft. You know, from what we've been watching over these years.
You should You should do an emergency. You should do an emergency show tomorrow, man.
I might have to do that, man.
Free agent stuff. Maybe at least a half an hour or something. You don't want to do the full hour, 2 hours.
Yeah, because I'm only doing an hour a day. I got 6 minutes left. I might have to do it,
man.
Yeah, I might have to play a little LeBron song tomorrow too, man.
Yeah, man, you should end the show with it today, man.
I didn't have enough time to set it up.
Man.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah, he right, man. I might have to do a mercy show tomorrow. Hope you guys will call in. Because, dude, this is going to be wild. It is about to be wild. I'm not even done with all the stuff that's going on. I mean, not even done telling you guys about all this stuff. But most of this stuff right here that I'm looking at will be reality tomorrow. So I have a lot to talk about tomorrow. But Harrison Barnes is evidently he's leaving Dallas. It said he's gonna receive a huge offer from the Sacramento Kings. Damn, even Harrison Barnes. Don't get me wrong, Harrison Barnes is okay. I did not like him when he's in North Carolina. To me, he's a bust. But he's one of those ones who came like Montrezl Harrell. He came in the league and he balled out, man. Harrison Barnes was pretty good. He's a part of that original championship team in Golden State. He balled out that season. He was there before Durant got there. And Harrison Barnes balled. But damn, I said the Kings finna offer him 4 years, $90 million for Harrison Barnes. Wow. That's a lot of loot, man. That's a lot of loot. Man, damn. Yeah, it said Patrick Beverley's drawing interest from several teams. The Mavericks, the Lakers, and the Bulls. I mean, I could see him going back home to Chicago, man. I mean, he's from Chicago. I mean, you could put him with, you know, Zach LaVine, and, you know, they got a lot of young talent. Man, Lauri Markkanen, who's getting better. He's a beast. Wendell Carter, the kid out of Duke. I was a center at Duke last year. He had a decent rookie season. I mean, the Bulls, they got some talent, man. They just need a good coach. I mean, they fired Hoiberg, but I have no idea who the coach is now. So, you know, the Bulls, they just need a good coach, man, and, you know, a couple more pieces. But I see Beverly, man. I would go to the Lakers. The Lakers, you know, I don't know. Hey. Oh, it says it right here. Beverly, who was reportedly looking for an offer in 3 years. Oh, so he look at 3 year, $40 million range. I mean, compared to these contracts, these, you know, teams giving out to these non-ballers, he should be able to get that. 3 year, $40 million range. Lakers should be able to do that. Clippers should have been able to, you know, Clippers should have did that. But, you know, we know the Clippers on the mission, so they trying to get two max guys. So I understand why the Clippers won't give them that. But the Lakers, especially if they don't get that third max guy, you know, Lakers should be able to do 3 year, $40 million range. They should be able to do that and get at the Patrick Beverly. The Bulls definitely should be able to do it. So I'm going to say it's either going to be the Bulls or the Clippers. I mean, the Bulls or the Lakers. The Mavericks, I mean, if he go to the Mavericks, why? He's going to be coming off the bench. I mean, that's not bad, I guess. Because, well, I know my boy Luka Doncic is about to be the starting point guard. He's starting point guard there. That guy, man, he's a monster. Rookie of the year. He's the starter. He's the point guard, man. He running the team. Like we said, Patrick Beverly, you know, he'll give you defense and stuff and tenaciousness and toughness. And saying Terry Rozier, you know, he might be for the Knicks. That's messed up. Knicks not getting nobody, man. If by some miracle Durant goes to the goes to the Knicks, then it'd be good for him. But other than that, man, it's like the Knicks, nobody's going to the Knicks. They just not getting anyone. And like I said, because the owner, man, the owner, he butts in. He's crazy. It's like he don't care. Nobody wants to play with him. But, you know, it's so bad. They say that the Knicks may be willing to offer Boogie Cousins a one-year deal at like $20 million for 1 year. For a broke down Boogie. That's how desperate the Knicks are. And they're saying that, you know, they get Kyrie, not Kyrie, but get Terry Rozier. So I guess he's like, but how did I wouldn't do that though. You got Dennis Smith Jr. running the point. So I wouldn't take Terry Rozier. So I don't know. I don't see him going to the Knicks, but it's just saying he's an option. Oh, and here it goes. Lakers favorite for Carmelo. If Carmelo Anthony decides to return to the NBA next season, a good chance he'd be playing with his homeboy, LeBron James. I'm thinking, why not? Why not play with your boy, especially if they get Kawhi? Why not play with that squad? You on the tail end of your career. Get you a championship ring, man. I'll be happy for Carmelo. He one of my boys, man. One of my players I liked. You know, my boys were Allen Iverson, Kevin Durant, of this new generation. Allen Iverson, Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony, man. Those are my guys, you know, so I want all of them to get rings. You know, boy, Ivo couldn't get one. You know, he literally carried his team to the finals by himself. Literally, you had, besides him, you had two other guys on those Sixer teams that averaged double figures, Aaron McKee and Dikembe Mutombo. So Ivo literally carried them to the finals. Well, guys, hey, thank you for listening. I wish you guys would have called in, but I might be doing an emergency show tomorrow. questions and answers. Hope about T-Wash. And I'm going to talk to you guys tomorrow. Hopefully. Maybe. We'll see.